If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You knew something so small could cause so much trouble. Thank you.
Stop!
Run!
Freeze! Stop! Lock it down! Lock it down!
Hey! Where do you think you're going?
Against the wall! Both of you! Now!
No. You don't have to be afraid of them, Eleven. Not anymore. Take them.
Stranger Things is Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back again to another episode of Stranger Things Forever, where today I will be talking to you about another 10 minutes of the massacre at Hawkins Lab. And I gotta tell you, I'm starting to get a little tired. I did this to myself. I know. I fully admit it. I could have planned better. I could have done more than one episode in the month of August. So, I have no one to blame but myself and my insane drive to get this done. But it does. Oh, look at that. I'm yawning right there to I can't even speak, which is perfect for a podcast. I am a little tired this evening. And again, I blame myself. Well, no, maybe not, because I said originally I wasn't going to do an episode until, you know, Friday night, because I was going to go hang out with my nephew, who then completely stiffed me to hang out with his friends. I will forgive him, but I'll never forget it. Anyway, what was I talking about? I already forgot. Oh, yeah. So I wasn't going over there till about 8:30. And just the way, you know, just with timing and my dog wanting to go out, I usually don't get to record until after 8. That's when everyone's kind of asleep and everything's calm and I can hit record on the recording machine. But because my nephew wasn't going to be home and I wasn't going to be hanging out with him, my brother was like, hey, can you do me a favor between maybe 7:30 and 8:30? Can you take my dogs out? Yes, I could do that. So I went and did that, and I was like, well, I'm not going to record before because I'm not going to have time, but I should watch the 10 minutes before to give me kind of refresh my brain, which I didn't do. So then I came back, and here I am. It is now almost 9:30 p.m., but I'm here to talk to you about the next 10 minutes of Stranger Things 4, the next 10 minutes of the massacre at Hawkins Lab. I typed in Stranger Things in Google News. There's really nothing new in the last 13 hours. I saw one article from Netflix that was talking to a WWE wrestler who wrestles under the name Liv Morgan, who was at the Stranger Things premiere. And that was the article. And I was like, wait, what's the tie-in? Oh, nope. It's just talking about her. She's been injured and she was at the premiere. And I thought, I'm not even going to mention that. And yet I mentioned it. Here I am mentioning this, the story I didn't think was worth mentioning. That was really it. Everything else is just talking about last night, which I covered a little bit this morning. And I covered mostly last night for those first 5 minutes, which on Facebook today, yes, I still look at Facebook. I really shouldn't, but I still do sometimes. Like Netflix just posted it. So if you're just scanning by, it's just going to start playing. It's like, oh, they're daring you to avoid this if you don't want to see it. But I watched it. And again, if you want to hear my thoughts on it, there's a whole separate episode on that. And without any further ado, I don't want to waste your time anymore. So let's get into it right now before I fall asleep in front of the microphone. Let's talk the next 10 minutes, because it's a doozy of the massacre, the actual massacre at Hawkins Lab. So I may have made a little bit of a mistake with the 10 minutes this morning. I may have actually cut 10 seconds early, right where Robin, you know, looked up and Dustin looked up. He's like, bada, bada, boom. And I stopped it right then and there. So actually, today we're probably getting 10 minutes and a few extra seconds, but as long as you guys don't like report me to the podcast police, I think we should be safe. Repeat, please do not report me to the law. Okay, so today we're getting 10 minutes and maybe 10 seconds, and we start up right back in Eleven's mind with her and that wonderful, nice orderly who is trying to help her out, but he needs a little help himself, so she uses her powers to take the implant out of her neck, which is kind of gross. This thing goes flying, you know, pulls out of the neck, goes flying across the room, hits the ground. He walks up, picks it up, and says such a wonderful line, such a great, perfectly said line, because already he's like, his demeanor changes a little. He's like, who knew something so small could cause so much trouble? And like, dude, right behind you, there's a small girl who's going to totally cause some trouble to you. She's going to F you up, bub. And just at that moment, speaking of trouble, guards show up and they're like, hey, what are you doing down there? And he grabs Eleven by the hand and they run. They make it down this hall and they're cornered. And she's like, oh no. He goes, no, you don't have to be afraid anymore. And he's like, mind powers, activate. And boom, he takes them all out, like smashes them into the wall. Bing, bing, boom. And then the last guy's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was torturing you. Please, please, please. And he just goes with his neck. He goes, yeah. And the guy's neck cracks. And he definitely kills that guy right there. Then he takes Eleven, puts her in a storage closet and tells her, wait here. Okay. She's like, what? How'd you do that? He says, I told you. We're alike. Then he rolls back his sleeve and you see on his wrist the tattoo. He is one. Now, we knew this. We knew this because we've seen this already. But I wonder how many of you knew that or suspected that at that moment. I feel like maybe the more it went on, And I wonder, because it was kind of like, he said he worked with one, but that's the same way that Obi-Wan said that, you know, Darth Vader killed Anakin in a certain way, I guess, from a certain point of view. So he said he worked with one. He did. It just one was in his head. But we see he's one and he takes off. He goes off. He's like, I'll be back. Stay here. Don't move.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He leaves her, and we leave her as well, as we head over to Hawkins. We're in the trailer where you have, in the regular world, you have Max, Dustin, Lucas, and Erica. They are setting something up. We see them tying bedsheets together, and they drag out this mattress that they put over, under the gate on their end. This very gross stained mattress, where Eddie's like, "That's those stains. I don't know where those stains came from," and there's no explanation. There doesn't need to be an explanation. I am not going to explain what I think they could be. Let's just let those disgusting stains speak for themselves. So Dustin, being a bit of a genius, he posits a theory that he thinks this will work because of the gate. There's a pull, like it's the ceiling, it's on both sides, and gravity works on both sides. So he takes the bedsheet rope and he throws it straight up into the gate. And when it gets through the gate on that side, gravity pulls it straight down. So it is now hanging on both ends very tightly. Like it's, you can't even budge it. You can't move it at all. And so he pulls on it. It's fine. On the other end, they pull on it. It's fine. So Robin's like, okay. Robin starts climbing through. They're like, all right, let's brace the landing pad, which they have the mattress, the gross mattress. And it was very cool because Robin's climbing up. Then as she goes through, gravity starts taking her on the other end. And boom, she lands flat on her butt on the mattress. And she's like, whoa, that was fun. Eddie climbs through and does the exact same thing. And he's like, that was fun. And then on the back in the upside down, we see Nancy and Steve there. Steve's saying, okay, Nancy, you go up next. One thing I didn't mention, I forgot to mention this morning, is when they were riding their bikes to the trailer park, Steve said, I swallowed a bunch of that stuff, like all the dust in the air. So that was another thing where I'm like, oh my God, is this going to kill Steve? First the bats. Then he talks about, swallowing all that dust, dark particles. I mean, we don't know what the hell that's going to do. And then I'm getting nervous because Nancy's going to go through leaving him there. So that's what, like, we're starting to think, at least to me, I'm thinking, oh God, you're going to leave Steve there. Something's going to happen. Well, nothing happens to Steve. Because Nancy starts to climb through. She's going through. We're seeing her go through. She's seeing herself go through. But when she goes through the hole, she just falls and falls and falls in this like complete void of anything. And she lands inside a pool. A friggin' pool. And when's the last time we've seen a pool? That's right. Because Nancy never climbed through. back in the actual, you know, reality, her eyes are completely glazed over. She is in a trance. She's in a stupor. She's been Vecna'd. And Steve's like, Nancy, shaking her like, what the hell's going on? And then, so we don't see anything else on that end. We just stay with Nancy in her vision. And she looks over in the pool and she sees Barb. And Barb is there and Barb is very dead. It basically is like what Eleven saw back in season one. And Vecna's like, do you remember what you did, Nancy, or have you already forgotten? And we see all these little flashbacks of how she ignored Nancy. Like, she took Barb to Steve's house so that she could only, you know, she could basically Steve as Harrington. And Barb was left all alone to be taken and killed by the Demogorgon. And Vecna's like, when I kill someone, I never forget. And Nancy looks frightened. She's like, oh my God, what's going on? And then the pool starts to fill with blood. Not water, but blood. And as you know, blood is thicker than water. So it's viscous. It's gross. And it's starting to fill up around Nancy as we leave Hawkins. We leave Nancy's mind and we go over to Eleven's mind. That's where we stay for the remainder of this 10 minutes. Eleven's still in the closet and she hears something. So she's like, what's going on? She heads out and she sees those dead guards there. She picks up a walkie-talkie and all she can hear is screaming. High-pitched, young screams, which is chilling. And now we actually see what really happened. The massacre, the actual massacre at Hawkins' lab. The dead, Papa lying there. She thinks Papa's dead. She thinks everyone is dead. It was not her. It was never her. It was him. This son of a bee did all this. So she runs into the Rainbow Room and there's just death everywhere. We just see dead kids lying around. I mean, it is disturbing. And then we see two. He's stuck up against the wall, like frozen in place, like one of those rides where it spins around and you stick to the wall. And he seems to be struggling. He seems to be in so much pain. There's blood coming out of his eyes. And as the camera turns, we see there is one. He's no longer the orderly. He is one. And he's no longer this innocent guy. You know, now we see that he's not only powerful, but he's seemingly evil. Like the look in his eye is eyes of like vengeance, revenge. And he seems to be enjoying himself. He releases two, who slumps over to the ground, I'm assuming dead. And Eleven's like, now's my chance. And she tries to escape, runs for the door. He's like, zoinks, not so fast. Uses his powers to shut and lock the doors. And now we see, I think we see it in the reflection first, but we see Eleven whimpering and we see the young girl now, the young version, the actual girl who was there in that room when this happened. And he walks over to her and he's very calm and very like paternal, almost like, you know, trying to be like rational and like trying to appease to her. He goes, why do you cry for them, Eleven? After everything they did to you, you think you need them, but you don't. You don't. And that's time. That's it. Another 10 minutes in the books. And this was a doozy because we find out that that orderly is one. We find out that the massacre at Hawkins' lab was him. He killed them all. That's the big takeaway from this 10 minutes to me. Obviously, it gets a little bigger, you know, in the last moments of this episode. But that's the big one. Plus, of course, while they thought they figured out a way for everyone to get to safety, Nancy seems to be in some serious trouble in the real world dealing with Vecna. So you got Nancy dealing with Vecna and 11 dealing with one in her mind. I mean, just so many different, very different, very unique, not the same villains at all. Oh, I love the show so much. We're almost to the point where we were at the mid-season finale, basically. And it's a big one that leads to a big moment, which again makes me think the end of season four, the end of episode four, chapter four, I feel like will be a bit of a doozy too. I just feel it in my bones. And we are less than 3 weeks away, which is incredible. But we still have to get through this chapter and two other chapters. So, you know, if you thought this week there was a lot of episodes of Stranger Danger, there was. And there's going to be more and more and more. But as I said, tomorrow morning, more than likely there won't be an episode in the morning. But that's because we're putting my dog in daycare and my wife and I are going off and having, you know, a day. I can't be like, honey, I got to stay home and podcast. I have to. I say that at night. I got a podcast, got to go. But I got to do stuff. I got to be a husband. I got to be a human. So we're going to go thrifting. We're going to go to a craft show. We're going to go out for breakfast. I was looking at the place we're going to. I don't think they have a breakfast burrito, but I want some sort of omelet with like peppers and salsa, Southwestern kind of thing. So I think they have that. So I'm thrilled. Anytime I can get a breakfast, thrilling. So yeah, that's it. I think we've accomplished what we needed to. We went through another 10 minutes. Nancy's in trouble. 11's in trouble. Well, 11's one step closer to trying to figure out how she can get her powers back. Let's think about that. What's actually happening to 11 happened years ago. We're just seeing it for the first time, and it is frightening. But here's the deal with tomorrow. There is, if I did my calculation correct, there is 16 minutes left. Now, 6 minutes is just not enough to do an episode. I'm sorry, I can't. So we're going overtime tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a jam-packed episode. So if there's only one episode tomorrow and it's tomorrow night, it's going to be a big one because we have to cover 16 minutes of Stranger Things 4. This is like breaking the rules like never before. Again, please don't tell the police. I just want to get through this safely. And I feel like my voice, maybe I am getting a bit of a cold or I'm just tired because I feel like my voice is extra buttery right now. And I almost want to keep talking, but I am tired. So I'm going to go now. Ooh, listen to that. But I'll be back tomorrow, my friends. Same strange time, same strange channel. You can find me in the meantime on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. The Facebook page, Fans Not Experts. The YouTube channel, Fans Not Experts. That's because the website where all my podcasts are found is fansnotexperts.com. But if you just want to go to Stranger Danger, go to strangerdangerpodcast.com. That's it. I'm done. I will talk to you tomorrow. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, it's people like you, people like me, people like that guy over there. Maybe not this one, but that guy over there, him definitely. We are the ones. We are the stranger friends. We are the fans of this spectacular show, and we are the ones that will help keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.